Blog Talk Radio.
Tony, how you doing?
Yeah, I'm super fantastic. Every day. Super fantastic.
Wake up, it's the TNT Denar. We've been waiting so long, but we made it this far. If you're feeling like I'm feeling, you know it's so hard. Gotta keep your head up, keep your faith in the Lord, and re-restore the truth. Breaking down the walls, over 10,000 people waiting on a call, and when it all comes into reality, it's over with. It's so close, I can feel it like a super itch. You never had it, you keep your head when you cash it. Outlast it, you ain't even gotta flash it. How you doing, Tony? I'm super fantastic. Far from past it, now close your eyes and imagine. Those that been down, bouncing back like elastic. How many really trying to do something that's so drastic? Ask it. If you see another fella of the Denar era, I'm making their life better, yeah. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Triple P, Pam, known as already blessed. We done heard half the news. We waiting on the rest.
We waiting
the best. Remember that we on the same map. Tony and Ray Rand, the brothers on the same path. It's time for a transference of wealth, and I ain't trying to be left with my life on the shelf. Can't do it by myself, we gotta do it together. A life of wealth, we living like the living forever. Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
It was all a dream, but now it's a reality. Now is where it has to be. Just keep your faith and you will see.
Come
it's a catastrophe, but just be patient, though.
Be patient.
Incredible how he used the oddest things to bless your soul. TNT, Denar, Tony, Raven, where you at?
Where you
people
at?
Waiting on the intel call to hit you back. Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn, it's going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it, ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking.
Listen.
Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer.
Yeah.
Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers.
Yeah.
IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV.
Raven got the ladies going crazy on the open mic call. Midnight to the break of dawn is going on. Living in a time where we really know we need it. You gotta believe it. Ain't no time to be conceited. This blessed life I cherish like the air that I'm breathing. No grieving, listen to the words that I'm speaking. Lifetime of wealth transferred to the believer. Know somebody ready, I can hear it through the speakers. IQD reevaluation, waiting with anticipation. I'm patient and impatiently waiting to be patient.
Let's go.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV,
TNT Denar.
Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go. We getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV. Getting ready for the RV, yeah. We getting ready for the RV, let's go.
Super fantastic.
To start conference recording, press 1. The recording has started.
It's time. Welcome to the Information Superstation, TNT. Hosted by that dynamic duo, Tony and Ray Renfro. They're super fantastic and fantabulous, sir, to the nth degree. Bringing you the latest and greatest Iraqi Denar revaluation information from around the globe, east to west. It's the best. So sit back, relax, and get ready to have your mind blown in the TNT Intel Zone.
I don't hear anything. I don't know about you guys.
We might have lost Ray already. Let's see if he comes back. I don't know if you guys can hear me or not. Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. I think I'm starting to get some texts here. Alicia said, now, no, yes, no. It's called. Let me see. Okay, hold on, guys. Got it, got it. Stop. Okay. All right, so. Hold on for a minute. Let me see. Hold on, guys. Something is happening. Maybe I'm being delayed. I might be a little bit behind. Just hold on. Let me get caught up here. I don't know what happened, Ray.
I had my microphone back up. I've been hearing you the whole while, but you just... So, let's roll.
Yeah, okay. So I'm hearing a couple things right now. I don't know. What I was looking for, I'm trying to watch the news. I don't know if anybody else is watching the news. Because I'm receiving texts. You know Trump is supposed to speak here at 3 o'clock Eastern. Supposedly he's going to declare a national emergency and going to... deploy the National Guard in major cities. Wait, I don't know if he's actually going to deploy guards. He has the power to do that, so we're going to see what they're saying. So we don't know that he's actually going to do that. We know he's going to declare a national emergency because he already talked about it. So we'll see what it brings. Okay. That doesn't mean martial law. Doesn't mean the world's going upside down. And it certainly doesn't mean what these idiots have been telling you about the RV. So, let's see what happens. All right, Ray, you ready to get started? You lost him again?
Okay, let it rip.
Oh, all right. All right, so did we send anything out? Any good news, bad news?
No updates.
Okay. So let me give you guys an update so you know. Let me see. Today is March the 13th. I don't know if we went through that part or not. Two things. Now I can't even think. I'm trying to look at this and look at that. Well, let me just go with this. So I think G-Man is going to be here at some point before the call ends and tell you guys that donations help TNT. And that is absolutely correct because bills do have to be paid. And I'm going to tell you guys, pay close attention to him today, just so you know that. But if you don't want to pay close attention to him today, then, if you have Venmo, Ray didn't know I was going to do this because I just figured I'd just do this anyway. Venmo, my Venmo is Anthony-Renfro. That's it. But I'm just telling you guys that because today is my anniversary. I've been married for 38 years, and anybody want to take me out to dinner, feel free to send it right there, and you can take me out to dinner. And me and Ms. Renfro can have a good time. I just thought I'd throw that out there just to see. All right, man, let's get started. I've been laughing at that all morning. All right, guys. So getting down to business. The bankers are not at the Exchange Center. They're not at the call center, just so you know, but they are still on alert. Now, they told them today, you're on alert, be ready to come in, but you no longer have the 25-mile restriction. But we still want you, because things could happen at any moment. Does that mean they're expecting something to happen? No, it does not. Because I'm going to read to you exactly what I got from the bank this morning to start off with. Because I know everybody else is putting some all kind of mess out there. I'm going to tell you what he said this morning. He said, we are waiting to see if the banks are going to remain open. That's what we're doing right now. Waiting to see if the banks are going to remain open. So if the banks aren't open, they're not even thinking about it, or they're thinking about not opening, I don't know how these idiots will tell you the RVs tomorrow. Or, as one idiot, well, I should have started naming them, the RV was today at 9 o'clock. You put out all the details of it, everything, the time the 800 number is supposed to come out, and we were having an RV today, which we still haven't had yet. I keep saying it's the same idiots over and over again, keep getting you guys excited. The banks are trying to decide if they're even going to stay open, especially in New York City, the virus, where they're telling people to go home, work from home, and do everything else. And they're talking about for a two-week period of time. Now, if it does happen that period of time, could they just man the exchange centers and bring people in individually? I think they could still do it because they're concerned about crowds of people. Banks are concerned about people walking in and out right now. And then for some reason here in the U.S., you got to look at it. My daughter told me she went to 5 stores today. 5 stores here in Sacramento. Makes no sense at all. 5 stores this morning because one of her coworkers went to 4 stores last night and neither one of them could find any toilet paper. The shelves are empty. Of all the things people are hoarding right now because they think something's going to happen, it's toilet paper. But, okay. I don't know if the rest of you guys experienced it. I'm seeing it on the internet, everything else. People are getting overdramatic or too dramatic or too excited about things too fast. I don't know if we're going to get to that point. Have other countries got to that point? Yes. All right. Iraq itself is going through it. You guys know there were bombings over there yesterday. The U.S. retaliated to the Iran missile militia. To the Iranian militia to attack the bases. They bombed them, bombed their depots where they keep all their weapons and everything. And they said it was a equal strike to what they did. Iran itself, I mean, Iraq itself and the citizens, the protesters are going down. They talked about that this morning. Why are they starting to fade away? Was it the virus? Was it what's going on? They interviewed some protesters. Some of them said it's just taking too long. Nothing's happening. So they're starting to fade away. Some of them say it's the virus. You're seeing they're still showing up first thing in the morning, but they're only there for an hour, 2 hours, and they're going home. Other younger protesters say, we're not going anywhere. They're not going to beat us. So it's kind of a difference. They did talk about they felt that their group was compromised by Sadar and his minions, and that took away some of the effect of it. So they're not as excited or energized as they were in October and November, but they're still there. Now, could all that change? Everything could change come Monday because the deadline was supposed to be Saturday night at midnight. 2 things happened. Iran back militia said they're going to start killing citizens, people, and government people come Monday morning if their guy wasn't selected. The protesters are supposed to have 2 million. But today they come out with legal experts saying that Saleh has actually the entire 45 days, the 15 days he was given to select somebody, and if he doesn't, get the 30 days that they were supposed to have to put their government together to still select somebody. Now, they're just putting that out there today. I said, oh, here we go again. Others are saying he has till Sunday midnight, and we'll see what happens. The good thing is we're still in place. The RV is still happening. They're talking about floating the Iraqis. No, we talked about it on Wednesday. And I said, there's a lot of idiots out there who are excited about it, especially Caponi or whatever his name is, talking about how right he was and it was going to float. It is floating down. If they float, they're moving it down. They're not putting it on the market, letting it go. It's going to float. They're really talking about changing the rate from 1250 to 1350, making it weaker, not watching it go down, not putting it on the market and letting investors drive it down. They're going to place it down. So we will see. It's not what we want. Trust me. If it does go on and float down, it could float up. Not going to. When the RV occurs, it's just like it was. The rate's going to change instantly, just like it did in Kuwait. We're going to go to the bank. Now, if that was to happen today, you got to remember the rate when it came out was supposed to come out 361 or better. Was based on their budget at $56 a barrel. If it's down to $33 a barrel now, it can't come out at the same rate. We still get the contract rate, but it can't come out at the same rate. Now, think about this. Saudi Arabia, and I'm still waiting for Tish to send me the article, because she was, said they are doing their budget now at $20. There was an article out. So they're doing theirs at $20 a barrel. The other one just caused it to go down to 33. They're doing their budget at 20. On Iraq TV today, they announced it to the people that between that article coming out and today, Saudi Arabia has decided to do their budget at $10 a barrel. That's what's on Iraq TV this morning. Got it straight from Iraq. So $10 a barrel. So things are changing. Now, I'll tell you all this, and can things change overnight? I'll tell you that all the time. It's Iraq. Things change every day and then every hour of every day. Things depends on the latest, greatest news, actions, or what's going on. Oh, I forgot to tell you. The new leader of the Iranian-backed militia died this morning, not from the bombing. He died from the virus. So we didn't have to really get involved in that. He died on his own. So now they're all confused again as to what they're supposed to be doing, but we'll see what happens. So the good news is we woke up this morning, the sun came out, it's shining, which means hopefully we got a whole nother day to live and see what happens. The good news is everybody's still trying to do something. The good news is the banks are still on alert, but they're not in their locations. The good news is they have not decided to close down yet. We don't know. Even if just New York, though, decides now they're going to close all the banks, since they're closing everything else in different areas. And the banks may decide to send their employees home the same way. We are not going to have an RV if that happens. Be smart, be diligent. If one state is not showing up, we are not going to do the RV until they do. Until they have a contingency plan to do that. Now, I had a person in New Jersey. She went to the bank this morning, and her teller was saying, you need to be getting some money out of here. If I was you, that's what I'd be doing, because we don't know how much longer we're going to be here. Yeah, I'm not telling everybody just to get scared or anything else or panic for that, because we already see it's happening with the toilet paper. And I'm telling you, don't panic, because even like she told her, well, you're going to be using that ATM card. That's right. We don't even need cash. I don't know nowhere we can go. Nowhere that doesn't take an ATM card. I mean, everybody takes ATM cards now. That's really all you need. Your money safe in the bank. So there is no need to panic. I mean, you might want to go get some toilet paper, I guess, since everybody else is panicking. So beyond that, I think it's a very, very great day. I think the information is still flowing. I think we're still ready. The banks haven't stopped. They still have them on alert, which means they can't go on vacations or do anything else, even though they don't have to be the 25 miles. So it could happen. I think we are waiting to see what happens on Sunday and Monday, because that will determine exactly where we are. Do we have a new prime minister or not? Is everybody ready to go? Yeah. We can say all that could happen. Iraq is saying that the price in oil is definitely affecting them, their economy, affecting whether or not they can pay their people at all now, not just half of the salary they said, but they're saying at all, and something has to be done. Everybody's trying to talk to Saudi Arabia and say, hey, calm down. Just, you know, we know you wanted to go against Russia, but now you're hurting everybody else. And maybe we can work this out. And I told you guys on Wednesday, that could change in 24 hours, 72 hours. It could change in 3 or 4 weeks. And some people think it's going to take that long. It could take even longer because Saudi Arabia is not hurting. Russia's hurting. Iran is hurting. Iraq is hurting. Other oil-producing nations are hurting. Saudi Arabia is not hurting. So they could go the distance. So it's up to our partners, being us, the U.S. and others, to try and get them to call a ceasefire amongst the oil war, which probably will happen at some point. So anyway, here's the thing. I was talking to a guy this morning. I said, okay, let's say they RV tomorrow. Let's say it happens. And I wanted to. God knows I wanted to. And it comes out at $1.80 instead of $4.60. What do you do is the question. What do you do with your million dinar, 10 million dinar? The rate comes out at $1.80. Are you fearful and you run and cash out everything you have? Because I don't know if it's going down to 90 cents because of this war, or going back up to 360 because of this virus, because of what's going around. Let me get everything I can get and be completely out of the game, or do I go in and exchange a million, 100,000, so I got enough money to carry me through this down period? Because I guarantee it is going back up. We don't know the exact day, moment in time. But even regardless of what happens with the virus, as soon as Saudi Arabia says, okay, we're going to cut the production back to where everybody agreed, the price of oil is going to shoot right back up. The dinar is going to double, triple, quadruple, whatever it is from that price range. And everybody that already sold is going to be miserable. Oh, my God. If I would have waited, look what I would have. I mean, that's my philosophy, my thought. Now, I know people who only have 100,000 dinar or 50,000 dinar, or, you know, 5,000, are going to go take the money. And I don't blame you. You say, I need this money right now. And they're going to go take the money for that. For people who have huge amounts, you'd be crazy to go and exchange all of your credit. I think so, at that rate. I wouldn't do it. Just my opinion. I wouldn't do it. I'd wait because I know it's greater later. I know every time something goes down, it comes back up sooner or later. I know the price of oil went down overnight based on a decision and will go back up overnight based on a decision whenever that decision is made. So let's live life to the fullest. Let's live life like today is our last day and hope it's not. How about that? All right, Ray, let's do it.
Stars, first question. Because of the downfall of oil prices, any news on Iraq adjusting their budget? Okay, you.
Wait, say it again. I can't hear you. Cutting out.
You said because of the downfall of the oil prices, any news on Iraq adjusting their budget?
Oh, no. They say they have to adjust it, but we haven't seen it yet. We know right. That's their plan because they can't go with a $56 barrel budget when they only are getting $30 a barrel. So we know it and we expect that to happen.
Any CBI news or updates you can share?
No, I can tell you that there are some political people in Iraq who did say the RV was going to occur this weekend. I don't see it, but they're saying all this is a smokescreen, but we'll see what happens, guys. It's affecting the whole world. It's a big smokescreen if it is, but let's see what happens. All right, what's next?
We're going live. 404.
All right, that was it.
Hi, can you hear me? I didn't
good
hear
morning.
The sound saying unmuted.
Oh, okay.
Good morning.
Yes, you're on.
Okay, good enough. Hi, Tony and hi, Ray. I appreciate your continuing to help us connect the dots and the like here. The one question, again, it's dealing more with what's happening here with respect to the exchange centers, the call centers, and that sort of thing. I know in the past you have referenced that it's not like you have just one source within the financial community, that you've got several different ones representing several different banks. Institutions. Is that still valid at this stage?
Oh,
that's
yeah.
The case? Okay. That segues into, I didn't want to be presuming anything, because I was curious how much variance, if any, there is in the information that you're getting from your sources with respect to what is happening within the banking community. Is one bank saying, you know, one thing, and then, you know, the next bank is really considerably off center from what the first bank was saying? Or are they really close to one another?
They are really close to one another. And that's why, you know, I try and say, what these idiots are putting out, that it was happening at 9 o'clock this morning, that Tiers 4 was getting paid, that Paymasters got paid again last night for the umpteenth hundredth time, and putting timelines on it. I got banks in 7 different states, people that we talked to, and nobody doing nothing. They don't even see the rate on the screen. They're not scheduled to work this weekend at all, even though they're on alert, and they're being told they don't know when it's going to happen. They're not bringing people in. Nobody's at any exchange centers. Nobody's at any call centers. So why they're saying that, I have no idea. Now, things are happening, could change. We don't know. But it hasn't happened yet. Saudi Arabia hasn't changed their mind today. The price hasn't gone up. Iraq hasn't made any kind of decisions. They don't have a prime minister over there. CBI hasn't made any announcements whatsoever. And the only change they're talking about in the exchange rate today, decreasing the value of the dinar. And they're talking about how much it would hurt the citizens if they have to do that. So their options are getting loans from other countries to even pay the salaries, because they're saying they can't even pay their salaries right now. So we'll see.
Mm-hmm. Well, to try to make lemonades out of all these lemons and stuff, we've always been advised and forewarned that to expect things to be really crazy and chaotic when we get to the very end, and this certainly meets that criteria. And so hopefully 10 days from sometimes very, very soon, that's when we will have our TNT Super Fantastica Pay It Forward project. And I'd like to think that it's going to be sometime within March. That sure would be nice. And again, I appreciate your...
And it still can.
I know. That's why I keep counting 10 days. You know, where's that putting us? It's still March, so I'll still hang in there. So, but again, we appreciate all your helpfulness and information on this. And have a great day and a great weekend.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Take care. Thanks. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. 972.
Hey, guys, if it does happen at a reduced rate, please try to be smart about it and work out your plan right now, because it's going to be shocking if it does. So let's have a plan either way. All right, go ahead, Ray.
972. Danny.
Danny in Dallas, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Hey, I'm all right. I got too close to an electric fence last Wednesday. I was talking pretty strong there, and I got too close to an electric fence, and everything went haywire. So, oh, well.
Did you shake hands? Did you shake hands with the fence?
I did not shake hands with the fence, but I was close enough that that's the only thing I know of right now. I'm out in a Texas ranch, and we got to maintain cattle at a distance. And we can string a electric wire for about 6 miles sometimes and put a little 110 volts on it. And it keeps everybody where they need to be. But I got too close to it, is all I can assume.
Did you do a little dance?
I did not. I didn't touch it. I really don't understand what took place. But I was waxing eloquently, as you can imagine, about the currency's changing value. And while I was on hold at that point, I checked in with TravelX. It's at least a legitimate, consistent source around here for dong and such. And, you know, they had the exact same price that they had, I'm going to say, 3 years ago. So it didn't affect them at all. I didn't check back today, but I've got a buddy standing about 20 feet away who said that he went to his bank and got a better deal than he had ever gotten on the dong. So my question was going to be, have you guys got any more pertinent information about currency's changing value? I appreciated what you said about budgets and Saudi and all that kind of stuff, but I'm not seeing it in the marketplace yet. Maybe some others are. I'm not.
Check rupiah.
Rupiah?
Check rupiah.
Oh.
Yeah. We did get some reports on the drop rates on rupiah.
Okay, I will check that, and I can reach out and visit with you on that off mic here, so that'll work. Yeah, good. Did you have something, Tony?
So, Danny, let me tell you that the price of oil has been down all week, and my gas hasn't gone down yet, but we know the price of oil is down. So what should actually follow, it just doesn't follow as fast. So next week when the market is flooded, I'm looking for gas to go down, but I'm also looking for the price of the dinar to go down.
Well, yeah, and I expect that. And, of course, California moves very quickly sometimes, but we're back in the mid-dollar 80s here locally, which is nobody's complaining about that. And
since I paid $3.67 last night, I don't know what you can complain about, but okay.
Yeah. Okay, well, that was the gist of my concern about seeing some of these things move. I'm going to check the rupiah, as Ray had suggested, and then we'll go from there. Other than that, I guess I'll sign another contract, try to do another remodel job someplace. Oh, well. And buy some dogs.
All right, sir. Enjoy your weekend. And the key is at least 5 feet away from electric fences. That's the key.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Daddy. Wait a minute, Joe.
The real advice is whatever your height is, that's how far you want to stay away from electric fence.
Gotcha.
If you're 5'10", so you want to be 5'10" away in case you fall over.
As you can imagine, if you've identified as electric fence before, you get challenged to, hey, can you spit on that fence or other things? And it gets real exciting. But it hasn't got that since I was 5 years old.
All righty. Take care now.
See ya.
Thank you, sir.
Okay. Bye-bye. 281 area code. You next.
Hi, Tony. Ray, how y'all doing this morning?
Hi there. All right.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I do have a question for you this morning. If they do, I guess you would say, decrease the value of the dinar and they revalue it, then I know you said that wouldn't be good for Iraq, but then, of course, it is what it is. So that means the rate would be a lot less what we expected it to come out at. But does that mean that it could possibly come out less than a dollar or even, you know what I'm saying, less than 50 cents? I mean, because we don't know how low it could possibly go down. Is that correct?
It is. I don't think it would go down that low. And I'm looking at it just simply that at $56 a barrel, they had it at $361. So even if they cut that in half, you know, $28 a barrel, I would cut that rate in half, $1.80-something, is the way I would look at it. So, no, I don't see it below a dollar or anything like that. Okay.
Okay. And you may have already answered the other question I'm going to ask this week. I just didn't hear it. So if would that affect the other currencies that we have, which I don't see why it would, but they would probably still stay at the price that you guys have been quoting us over the years, like the dong and rupiah and all those? Would they stay at that same price?
I can't see them staying at the same price because part of their price was based on the value of the dinar that they hold as a reserve currency also.
Oh.
So it would have to make some adjustment as the market would. I'm not saying it would have to be cut in half because I don't know how much the dinar counted towards their total value, but it would have to have some kind of effect on it.
Okay. Well, that's good to know. At least we can be prepared mentally for a lot of this just in case it happens. All right. Well, thank you. Those were my questions. You guys have a good weekend.
All right.
Great. Thank you.
Bye-bye. You too.
Bye-bye.
386 area code. You're on.
My questions have been answered.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much, Ray and Tony.
All right, sir.
All right.
727 area code.
Well, nobody said anything. Happy Friday the 13th.
Yes, sir. Same to you.
Well, as I said, today's my anniversary. So what does that mean? What are you trying to say?
Happy anniversary, Friday the 13th.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay.
I would sing happy birthday, only change the word birthday to anniversary. Sing it to your wife, and you'll get another 40-some years, you said?
Okay, 38.
38. Yeah, don't tell her it seems like 40.
Seems like 88. Yeah. Don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. I was wondering, I guess, especially with the airstrikes yesterday, any word from Iraq as to how, because last time when we blew up Soleimani, there was all kinds of ruckus. Anything this time?
No, actually, Iraq is with us, condemning the rockets attack. Actually, they put out a statement before we retaliated that it was going to happen, and it let everybody know it was going to happen. And Marty has started an investigation into it this morning already.
I think that's
so.
Good
they're
thing.
Acting a little different. Yeah, this
right.
time.
Right. Exactly. Well, I think that probably, and I agree with CIA lady that when things get nuts, that's when we've been told in the past pretty consistently. Before this happens, it'll seem like everything's upside down. So I would say we're in a good position that way. That makes sense.
Well, yeah, that's for sure. Okay, we're definitely in a good position for craziness to be going on. So,
yeah, no.
And
kidding.
It's a global effect, not just Iraq craziness. It's all around the world at the moment.
You know, Tony, when you mentioned in the last call about all the bankers going to the White House, the one thing that kind of stuck out in my mind, because there hasn't been much of it in the national news, has been the repo market, and where the banks, their money overnight. And, boy, the Fed has bailed them out consistently now for months. And I wondered if there was any thought that possibly one of the things that they were there to broach that subject with the president looking for help.
Well, the banks aren't looking for help. The banks have declared that they have plenty of money, all the money they need. They're solid because it's not about the bank. What it was about was Trump asking the banks for help with our mortgage payments, car payments, bill payments. Saying, hey, you know, can you help people out during this time with the 2 weeks unemployment that people are going to have who aren't getting paychecks, who don't have sick days to use and everything else? So that's what they're meeting with the banks about. How do we not turn this into a natural catastrophe because people are basically out of work for 3 weeks everywhere? And the banks said, we got plenty of money. We're willing to loan money to small businesses to keep them afloat because they don't have any income for the next 3 weeks. We're willing to loan money to big businesses. That the only people they didn't say they're willing to loan money to is individuals. But we're going to keep the economy going by doing that. That's what they were meeting with about yesterday. And that's what came out on that part, because they're not going to loan money to people when they know they're not getting it back. Especially the people that get laid off or fired during this 3 week period of time. They're just on their own. Now, what the Fed did, the Fed put $1.5 trillion into the market to try to stabilize the market yesterday. And, well, I was going to say it didn't work, but the market is coming up today. It's not coming up as fast as it fell, but it is up today from what it was. Still going to be a bear market, though, because that's where we fell to. And we're not going to climb out of it as fast as we fell into it.
Well, that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Well, that's about all the curiosity I've got for right now. Wondering that this, I'll be anxious to see a response from what Trump presents later on this morning. The one thing I will tell
Me
you
too.
Is because I work in the oil business now, and when I had to drive up to the refinery this morning, the normal part of the freeway, there's a place I call it Malfunction Junction. I stole that from what happened to the highways in Tampa, Florida, but this is in Tacoma, Washington, and I mean, at that time in the morning, it's bumper to bumper, red lights and 10 miles an hour for about a 3 mile stretch going through downtown Tacoma. And this morning it was empty and you could drive. Nobody was slowing up and there were not the cars on the road, which is probably a response to what's going on with with the virus problem. And so there definitely is a decrease in activity relative to the amount of people that are normally on the road going to work, because driving up there was a breeze, much more so than what it is normally. So it is affecting us in a lot of ways, that if people aren't getting out at all, then they don't see it. But if you are, it's pretty hard not to notice a difference in the amount of activity, people driving to work and so forth. So anyway, keep it up, you guys. And I hope that G-Man brings up you guys most likely need some help as well. So to give what you can. I mean, I remember when Ray said, you know, if you can afford a couple of dollars, that's better than nothing. And so I think now's the time for us to step up to the plate. And then when this thing goes through, we'll be we should be in a good position karma-wise for knowing that at a time even prior to knowing when this was going to happen, that we stepped up to the plate and helped. So I'll do the same. Anyway, all the best, Ray. All the best, Tony. And Tony, right after I emailed you that I could hear you when you were looking for Ray this morning, there must have been a bunch of folks that sent in something that said, yeah, we can hear you. Because
panic mode for a minute. Yeah, because it just started coming. I was like, okay, all right. But thank you. I appreciate the response. So, and the weekend. Yeah. So enjoy your weekend. Hopefully we'll be back Monday, if not before. Hey, I'm hoping those guys are right. I mean, I hope something just happens and the whole world turns tomorrow and we go to the bank. But realistically, we're looking at what's going on in the real world today. I mean, what's the possibility of that happening? I don't see it. But we're still in a good place. It could change after they meet with Saudi Arabia. They could shoot the price right back up. Iraq could say it's now or never. I mean, we need a president. We need this. CBI said we got to do it. I mean, this is killing us. And it could go through by Monday or Tuesday, but we'll see what happens.
Yep.
All right. Thank you, sir.
All right. You bet. Have a great day.
All right, sir. Thank you.
All right. You too.
You bet.
281 area code. You on.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi there.
Good afternoon. How are you?
How are you all?
I'm fantastic, sir. To the nth degree.
Fantastic. How are you, Tony?
I'm super fantastic.
Lovely.
Yourself? Yeah. Okay.
First, can you let your wife know and you that I said happy, blessed anniversary, and we pray that God give you all many, many more to come and be in good health and enjoy your life.
I will do that.
You didn't say anything about Texas. Have you heard anything about them?
Heard anything about Texas? Texas is not going anywhere. Texas, the 25-mile restriction has been removed. They told them to still be on alert, but nobody's scheduled to work. Nobody's gone to any of the centers. They're still at their branches right now, and they aren't looking for it over the weekend, but they told them to be on alert because anything could happen. And that's basically it. Hey, anything could happen. But there's nothing saying that it's happening right now, nowhere in the banking system. Okay, what those idiots are telling you guys and putting out, nobody, it's not even on the screens for them to see. So how, if they can't see the rates, they don't have anybody there, they don't have anybody scheduled to be there, New York is trying to decide if they're even bringing their people into the branches for the next 2 weeks. How are they getting time for 800 numbers to be released? How are they seeing tier four, tier three is getting paid? And this nonsense that they're putting out that absolutely is not happening within the banking system. I just don't understand it. and why it continues. That's how it is.
Okay. So is it still with the 2 months with Iraq, the situation could still go? With them being totally broke?
Oh, when they said they only had 2 months. So,
right.
I mean, we're hoping that it goes. We're hoping it goes this month. We're hoping something happens on Sunday. They know what their deadline is because they said that's long as they could survive in their present situation. And they're trying to make changes and prepare for that right now. Like they said, hey, we could devalue the dinar, the float, it down, make it worth less, and give people that and tell them to just operate with it because all you're getting for the next 2 months because it's all we have.
Wow.
Or we can hope and pray we get a president and push our budget through and the price of oil goes back up and revalue their currency and have some money and still not have as much as they thought they would because it's not the right price and a barrel of oil is even less. So they still have to, at $33 a barrel, redo their budget, reallocate their money, what they're doing, not be able to do all the projects, investments, and things that they were going to do at 56 because they can't afford to, and still pay all the people's salaries and feed them and ration cards, everything else. You just can't do it the same at 33 a barrel as you could at 56 a barrel. I mean, it's numbers. It's easy to decide. Something has to give. And that's what they would have to do. We would have to do the same thing. Hey, if the price isn't there, the rate isn't there, then we can't get the same money. Now, again, we can still get the contract rate because it wasn't based off the rate anyway. It was based off of 30 years, 50 years, what the contract rate was based off. So that wouldn't be affected. But the average rate absolutely would have to be affected.
Okay, well, I thank you for the information. Thank you both. And, well, we're praying still and hoping. And we're going to continue to believe and trust and have faith that it's going to go this month. Thank you all
so
much.
It is going to go. Thank you.
Oh, come on now. I believe that. I believe
that. Guys, yeah. Things are getting, ridiculous out there and
but remember, you had told us once before that.
And I see, is it still going to happen? It's still going to happen. The Iraq economy cannot live without it. So let me tell you guys one more thing that happened this. I'm going to tell you. Iran has asked the U.S. to remove the sanctions. They're asking to remove the sanctions. We can't survive. And the IMF will not loan us the money we need to survive if you don't remove the sanctions. So Iran has come to that point where they're asking the U.S. to please remove the sanctions so we can survive, which means they might be at the point where, hey, we will get out of Iraq's business. We'll get out of their banking. We'll do it because we need these sanctions removed to survive. So things are changing. They are coming to an end. And we're going to see what the results of it is, hopefully, over the weekend. Okay?
Okay, thank you. You all have a great day.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you. 610 area code, you are on.
Hey, good afternoon, Ray, and good morning, Tony. It's G-Man MPA.
Hey, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Doing super fantastic, Tony, and congratulations to you and your wife on your anniversary. That's fantastic.
All right. Thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. And I did a little shopping. I was very surprised out at the store. People actually had I saw one woman with a shopping cart with only toilet paper in it. I couldn't believe it.
Me either. I thought it was crazy 3 days ago when I first heard about it. But then, I mean, here, my daughter said, the shelves are empty this morning. They were empty last night. I said, really? People are really going after toilet paper? That's their thing? It was toilet paper and water. I said, okay. But, I mean, it's not like we got clusters here or anything else, viruses, or they're shutting down. We've had two schools shut down out of all of Sacramento and Northern California area, and they're clearing the shelves of toilet paper. I could not believe it. But, okay, let's see what happens.
All right. Well, ladies and gentlemen, for all of you who are new to the call and all of you who didn't know, all these calls and all the means of communication that Ray and Tony use to keep us informed need to be paid for. And it's up to all of us out here in the currency community to make donations in order to keep this information superstation on the air. You can help by going to www.tntsuperfantastic.com, clicking on that red donate button, and when you do, the name and address will come up to where you can send your check or money order made payable to Raymond Renfro, P.O. Box 1748, Elm City. That's just like the tree. Elm City, North Carolina, 27822. And for those of you who would like to donate electronically, the Cash App is available on the donation page. And if you're already familiar with and utilizing the Cash App, to $TNT, super fantastic, and you'll be able to make your donations electronically. Remember to do it today, ladies and gentlemen. You'll be very, very glad that you did. And when you are sending in your donations, please remember to include your phone number. That way it'll make it easier for Ray to track those donations as they come in. As always, Ray and Tony, thank you for all you continue to do for us. Thank you to both of your families for continuing to share you gentlemen with us. Thank you to those 13 task force members still out there, making sure that the bankers and meeting facilities are going to be available for us post-RV so we can get all of that banking information. And I'll close out with Vegas, Vegas, Vegas. Verification, negotiation, diversification. Protect your principal. KYW, know your worth. And rally, 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 so I can come join you and enjoy some of that good homestyle North Carolina barbecue. Thank you, gentlemen. Make it a dynamite weekend. And again, happy anniversary, Tony.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, sir.
You're welcome, Ray.
Okay. 951, area code. You're on.
Yes. Good morning.
Greetings.
Good morning.
So, yeah, anyway, you basically answered my questions too and everything, except I was with some friends last night and we figured out why everybody's using so much toilet paper or wants so much toilet paper. And that's
Wait. Did you send me a text a few minutes ago?
Yes, at the beginning of the show when Ray wasn't on.
Okay, no. Somebody sent me one explaining why everybody's buying toilet paper. I didn't know if it was
but no, that wasn't me.
Oh,
I figured you get a text. So
okay.
Anyway, the reason why everybody's bought so much toilet paper is because if one person coughs, 20 people crap their pants.
Okay. Yes, okay. It was close to what I already got. It was pretty close. All right, thank you.
All right, thanks.
202 area code, you are on. 202-607. Yes, hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
Hey. Hi, I'm sorry. You could take me off. I'm sorry. I'm in the middle of just a line in the store. I'm sorry.
All right, no problem. All right, 91 area code, you are on. 916-317.
Oh, okay. Good morning. Good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
All right. I'm fantabulous, sir.
Super fantastic.
How about yourself?
Good. I'm blessed. Happy anniversary, Tony. And
thank you, sir.
I was just wondering. I know you said it, but I don't know if you really explained it where I could understand it. I mean, the price of everything is going down, how could they still allow us to get the contract rate at the same rate? It just seemed to me like, I don't know, you know, it's just weird.
Okay. So think about it for a minute. It's a good question. Doesn't matter. The price of oil came out at 56. I mean, they set the rate at 361. That was the rate.
Right.
So how did they allow you to get the contract rate at $28 anyway then, if it had to be determined by the rate? Because the rate wasn't $28, was it? No, it was an agreement that was made over the next 30 years. This is what's going to happen. So... that part hasn't changed yet. The 30 years aren't here. That agreement still lives. If it came out at a dollar, had nothing to do with the contract that was signed. Now, here's the real thing, guys. Oil is at 56, or was. It was still more than they did the original contract with, and they had a surplus at the end of 2019. If they would have done it. Now, they did their budget at $50, $56. They expected oil to go back up to $100 a barrel over the next 3-4 years, right? That's what they expect. So $28 is nothing to them. They're going to make money, and you have to realize, I don't know how long you've been in this, but the U.S. are producing oil at $2 a barrel. There's plenty of money still to be made.
Right, I got you. Okay, that helped me out a lot because I forgot about the fact that, you know, regardless if it came out at 361 or not, you know, the surplus or whatever was still there, and I mean the agreement was over amount of time, you know, at that specific contract rate. So that helped me out. That helped me out a whole lot.
Okay. Glad we could help,
right,
sir.
Well, all right, thank you.
Have
you
a great weekend.
A blessed weekend. I'm looking for everything to go through. All right. Bye.
Okay, take care.
All right.
352, area code, you are on.
Three, five, two.
Okay. All right. We'll go to 303-818. You're on. Two in a row. You guys sleeping or what? 386.
Yeah,
here
I'm here. I'm here.
Go. You're on.
Okay. Good morning.
Just sound okay on speaker? You want me to turn it off?
No, I do. It's okay.
Okay. First of all, I want to tell something to make Danny of Dallas feel better. When my brother was young, he found out why you don't pee on electric fence.
Okay. I better didn't make that same mistake twice.
Little bit life. Secondly, my anniversary was the 10th, and that's 47 years. And my birthday is tomorrow.
Congratulations. Your birthday is
tomorrow? And I'm getting to be an old fart.
Okay. So well, my birthday is on the 28th, so we're having a great month, huh?
Yeah, well, all the great people born in March.
I agree with you. No argument from me.
But my question's a bit, but I just let you, wanted to get in and let Danny know that, you know, it could have been worse.
Okay, so, thank you, sir.
And if you want to play me a birthday song, I'll listen to it, Ray.
Oh, your day's your birthday?
Tomorrow. Number 70.
Tomorrow.
And, yeah, and you're not going to be.
And we won't be doing a call tomorrow.
All
right.
Okay.
I guess we can make an exception for you this week.
I wanna wish you a happy birthday. I wanna help you celebrate. I wanna wish you lots of presents. I wanna help you eat your cake. If you're bossy, bossy, bossy in the island way, you'll be jamming all night till the light of day. Your birthday, birthday is your day to shine. Another year and you'll be looking fine. So have no worries, don't you hesitate.
And I thank you much for that. Goodbye. Have
right.
a blessed day.
All right. Happy birthday.
Tomorrow. All right. 40. Wait a minute. Try it again. 404. 404. 725. Sleep at the wheel. Or sleep somewhere. 470. Here code 470.
Is that me?
That's you. You're on.
Thank you very much. Thank you. Got a question about the Iraqi dinar contract rate. Y'all had said in the past that the maximum was going to be $10 million. Is there a minimum to get the contract rate?
I don't have a minimum. Go in there and ask for it when it's time.
Okay.
Do not have a minimum.
All right, next question. Tony, you had talked to a bank several months back about the dong, and they were talking about $8 on the contract rate, blah, 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 and which is really fairyland, I think. But you said you talked to that bank again. The next time you talk back to that bank, would you please ask him again if they're still considering that $8 rate for the dong?
Okay.
And
I talked to him this morning.
Okay.
And he is still saying that they're going to do a $2 rate and an $8 rate. Now, again, he's the only one telling me that. So, I mean, everybody's saying they're going to do $2. He's the only one that says $8. And trust me, when it comes time, I will fly right to him.
You and me too. All right. Again, if you get to talk to him again, is there a minimum and a maximum for that?
Okay. I will ask.
The reason I'm asking that
No. He already said there was no maximum for the contract rate on the dome. That's what he said.
Okay. How about a minimum? I know some people that only have 500,000 and some got 1 million. Same thing with Janar.
Yeah, there is no minimum. You just have to ask for it. Nobody's ever had a minimum, just a maximum.
Okay. I think that covers it. I thank you. One thing for Ray. If you can put on the form. If you put something on the forum about this star 6, star 1, whatever, I think a lot of these hang-ups are they just don't know what to do. I didn't know what to do. I just kept, it's not on blog radio. You can't find it. It ain't posted anywhere. You just got to keep punching these buttons, I guess.
Well, what'd you do?
Other than that,
tell them that if they're listening and paying attention, they'll hear what you do. What'd you do?
I punched *6 and I put *1, and it finally said, "You're in the queue." I said, "Well, this must be the one." And then when you called 470, I punched *6 so I could talk. I didn't know.
Oh, no. Okay. Yeah, you got lucky. Don't press *6 or anything on this call. You dialed in, you press *1 that puts you in the queue.
And that's
it. And then when I got to you, I opened your line. There's nothing for you to do but talk. Once you hear me say your area code, you just start talking.
And if you don't turn me on, all that stuff I talk about you having all nice stuff you don't hear about, and then when you cut me on, then I say all that bad stuff you hear, don't you?
Yep, that's right.
And then I get cut out. I appreciate y'all.
Okay.
We listen every day that we can.
All right. All right, sir.
Thank you
very
much.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye-bye. 425 area code. You are on.
Good morning or good afternoon. Well, it's still morning here. I'm in Washington. Happy anniversary, Tony.
Thank you.
Blessings. I feel kind of silly approaching this question, but I have tried a number. I'm not computer savvy, and I have tried to figure out how can I send you money. And I go, I don't understand the app thing. I don't understand any of it. What's the easiest and the best way for me to send funds to you guys, please?
Electronically or just period?
Well, I've come down, and heretofore, up until about a week ago, I didn't even have checks. Now I have checks, and that's the only option I have because I don't know how to do it electronically.
That's what you go with. Just write a check, and the address is, do you have access to the website?
Yes.
Okay, bntsuperfantastic.com, and then when you click on donate, the address comes up on the screen, the P.O. Box, 1748 Elm City, and you'll see that, and just write that right on the envelope and mail it in.
Super duper. I know, like I said, I feel really stupid asking, but that's just the way it is. So thank you for answering my question. I appreciate it.
And don't feel stupid. And thank you for even caring. We appreciate it.
All right. Good.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 708 area code. You are on.
Hello, gentlemen. How are you today?
Hi there. I'm fantastic.
Super fantastic. How are you?
Nth degree.
Fantastic. Happy anniversary, Tony. What a blessing that is.
Thank you.
Yes. So I appreciate you kind of diving in a little bit, talking about the scenario if the dinar comes out at a lower rate, let's say instead of 4, it comes down, let's say 2, and waiting for it to come up, not to cash all your, potentially not cash all your exchange, all your dinars. Now, do you feel, in your opinion, if that should happen, let's say with the Indonesian rupiah or the Vietnamese dong, if it comes out lower than expected, do you think it would be an appropriate strategy to wait for it to come up? Or will it come up?
I think if the dinar comes out lower, they all come out lower, okay? The only problem is, as the dinar and change, because from that point on, it's going to have to be on a float to go back up. As oil changes, their economy grows and everything else. Doesn't mean the other currencies will grow at the same pace, and they won't go every time the dinar goes. So you can't count that as your strategy. I wouldn't.
Okay.
So I might get what I could get with the others because I don't see them growing or people getting excited once they do go, because Forex will still change it even when it comes out. People will still see the opportunity and know what it's going to be. So I don't see the same thing happening with the other currencies.
Okay. My plan really, and I'm putting it out there, is to get the contract rate, and but also it's smart to have a plan B as how to go about should something with the contract rate not happen as I anticipated. So thank you very, very much for the clarification. I appreciate it.
Okay, so here's my plan. So I'm going to help you guys out. My plan is to get as much as I can get at the contract rate myself. Then my plan is for each one of my family members to get as much as they can get at the contract rate themselves. Then my plan is for each of my friends to get as much as they can get with however many trusts we can create at the contract rate themselves. Okay. Then when I exhaust all of that, I'll go back to the rate. But how can I exhaust all that when I can do it over and over and over again if you do it smart? If you do separate entities every time. If you have a plan and then work the plan. But first you have to have a plan. And that's, you should be planning right now, just like what I just explained to you. Should have been your plan all along so you can get the contract rate for every dollar. Mm-hmm. That's what I plan on doing. Well,
yeah.
For every dinar and every dong, I'm going to get the contract rate. Because
yeah,
I have a plan and I'm going to work it. Go ahead.
I was just under the impression that there is a certain amount of dollar figure of contract rate available.
There is.
In totality. So the plan is to get
in totality.
Rate, but...
So I'll tell you what you do. There's a pie. And a third of it says contract rate. And you have the option. You can take your fork and you can take a bite out of that third. You can take a knife and you can cut that third up into thirds and take a whole third, you know. Or you can get as much as you can get either way because the third is going to be gone. So it is there. It's a number of people. And I'll tell you, the government gave me the number, what they were willing to do, which is a good number. I mean, it's a good number. But as individuals, you got to think, how can I get the biggest slice of that pie that I can get? Because when it's gone, it's gone. Okay. Well, you know, I'm hungry, greedy, and I want some pie for another day. So I'm trying to get the biggest slice I can get. Okay. Okay.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Now,
have an amazing
day. I have a different perspective from that, so we want to give you two sides because there's always two sides to every coin. I'm under the belief we're going to be limited by how much we can get the contract rate on. And I'm believing...
Okay.
20 million limit for dinar, and I'm believing 50 million limit for dong. Now, these are what I'm believing based on the last thing that we were given. I know the bank guy is now saying he doesn't see no limit, but I don't believe that there's not going to be a limit. So I'm just going on my belief that there's going to be a limit. So if let's say if I had 40 million dinar, if I had that much, the most I could get, the contract rate is on 20 million. So I would get the contract rate on all that I can get it on. Then the remainder, what you asked initially is what I would do, is wait on that rate to appreciate. Same thing with dong, because if the RE happens anytime right now while we're waiting for this oil stuff to bounce back, it looks like it's going to be a lower rate
knowing that it will go back when the oil parks, oil rates go back, then I would wait on the other currencies as well until the oil prices rebound and then make moves on those. After I have exhausted everything that I can get on the contract rate. So that's another different strategy to look at. And the strategy that if you're looking at the one Tony gave, if you get the contract rate on everything, then dump everything on it and get the contract
no,
rate.
No, wait. I think Ray misunderstood.
Oh, okay.
I'm going to take the same $40 million that Ray just said so you guys can understand. There is a cap. I can only get the contract rate on $20 million. I'm going to walk in, and I'm going to get the contract rate on $20 million. So now I got $20 million left. I got the option of doing what Ray said, waiting to whenever the dinar comes back up and get the highest rate I can, or I can go home the very same day, give my daughter $10 million, give my son $10 million, and say, go get the contract rate. And now I've gotten the contract rate on all $40 million. And
okay,
if I got $100 million, I can split it up with six more people. And if I got $1 billion, I can split it up with 10 more people and say, go get the contract rate. Now, I'm not going to do that with an individual because he's going to say, oh, you just gave me money and I walked off with it. But I will do it with a trust and let him be the executive to do it.
Okay.
Or foundation, something that I can still control, and I know where the bank account is. That's what I'm saying. You got to be smarter. Don't work harder. You got to have a plan, and I already have a plan for any way they come at it. Trust me, I have a plan, okay, and work the plan. And that's
right.
Why I said I'm going to get all mine up front. Or you can go the other way, but I don't think Ray understood what I was saying. But go ahead.
And I was thinking a whole lot of other folks the same way didn't understand exactly what you were saying. They were just taking it the way that they heard it.
Okay.
So good that we made that clarification.
Right.
Yep.
One more quick question, and thank you guys. This is extremely helpful.
Yes.
Is there a contract rate for the Indonesia rupiah?
I don't know of one.
Yeah, I've never heard of one.
Okay, I just wanted to confirm that. I didn't think there was, but just wanted to double check.
But on exchange day, I'm going to ask for every currency that I'm holding.
Okay.
Even the peso.
Even the peso. I'm getting them all. Okay.
I want the contract rate on everything. All right. Thank you, 708. Next.
Thank
right,
you very much. Have an amazing weekend. Thank you.
All right. Bye-bye.
All right, you too.
Bye-bye.
Okay, 510, you are on.
Hi.
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 Happy anniversary to you, Tony, and your beautiful queen.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Listen, I'm doing a little multitasking here. This is Deborah Benefield, you know, with the Billy Goat joke. But anyway...
Oh, yeah.
I was out at Costco. Yeah, I was out at Costco doing some things. People are getting real crazy. But I wanted to tell you guys, I'm headed now to Berserkly to go to the mechanical bank. And I just found out, so you can get $1 million dinar, Iraqi dinar, for $575. And you can also get a $1 million dong for $34. And if you wanted to buy one note of the $250,000 note for the Iraqi dinar, it's $14 and something. So I'm headed now to the bank, y'all, to go pick me up
I
a
heard
couple
that.
Of million. Wait, check this out.
Woo.
Instead of me getting $1 million, I can get $2 million in Iraqi dinar for the price of $1,000.
That's right.
And the price is right. So I just wanted to put that FYI out so people can know. I know the mechanical bank I just called. They have a currency exchange inside the bank. So that's where I'm headed now. And I just wanted to share that with you guys to let you know that the Iraqi dinar, $1 million, for $575, and you can get 1 million in dong for $34.
Get out of town.
Oh, yeah.
Come on now with it.
Okay.
So
that's
I'm
right.
on my way. Thanks. Y'all have an amazing weekend. And every time this call ends, and if we haven't been at the exchange center, and God have blessed me to have some more money, because I'm the lady that told you guys I got bedazzled out of a whole lot of dinar with these different people that were saying that, you know, you got to go through us and you can get this rate. I found out the hard way. It's one thing my mama used to say. She used to tell me, she say, Deborah Ann, they call me Deb Ann. Deb Ann, you're going to learn either the easy way or the hard way. And I had a hard way to learn by losing my dinar. But that's okay, because I tell you, I started out with that amount, but I tell you, I have tripled it. So I thank God for
that. Well, Deb Ann, there's another saying, too. I'm glad you learned it, too. And that is, a hard head make a soft ass.
Come on now. Come on with it. She said that too, but I didn't want to sound. Listen, hey, Ray, you and
yes.
Your family and Tony and your family and to the whole community out here, be safe. Have an amazing weekend. And it's coming, y'all. Just hold on. Like they say, hold on, old soldier, because it's coming.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, sir. Let's put a pin in this one and wrap it up.
Okay. All right, guys. A lot of news out there. A lot of stuff happening today. Iran begging for some leeway to the U.S., even though there's rockets flying left and right, asking the IMF for help to address their situation. Iraq came up with 6 new names today. Still know there's a deadline of midnight on Sunday, and we'll see what happens. We're not really worried about the threats. We know what the militia said. We'll have to see what they do. The Iraqi people say they're not going to give up, even though they've slowed down. They're not going to give up, and things may change after Sunday. They get energized again. Banks are on standby. And just that, are on alert, because things could change in a moment's notice, but they're not expecting it. Nobody's scheduled to work the weekend. Nobody's at the exchange center. Nobody's at the call center. But they all still know it's happening. Everybody knows it's going to happen. We just don't know when. So do what I always say do. Hey, it's Friday. They didn't do what they're supposed to do. Then let us go do what we're supposed to do and get more currency. I usually say dong. Get more dong. And she said now it's $30 a million at mechanical. I don't know how much it is everywhere else, but I have 2 mechanical banks here. And it's 560 something or 6, what she say, for the dinar. Either way, it's an opportunity for you to get richer at almost half the price. So what are you going to do to increase your opportunity, to increase your riches? Because right now it's in your hands to do just that. Take advantage of it. All right, do what I'm going to do. Well, I'm going to enjoy today because it's my anniversary. I'm going to enjoy the rest of the weekend because I'm not going to fret about it and look forward to a bright future. Do the same thing. Ray?
All right, ladies and gents. That's pretty much it for this week, or the upcoming weekend. Let's look forward to see what happens. And if anything exciting should pop up, we won't hesitate to contact you and let you know. And we'll look forward to our next regularly scheduled call on Monday. So in the meantime, in between time, keep believing, as we sure do.
This keeps me going. On those days when I feel like giving up, fire.
I believe the storm will soon be over. I believe the rain will go away. I believe.
want you to already see yourself out of the storm. The clouds will move. It's time for you to smile again. Come on, Sean.
I believe my family will get better. I believe God will provide. I believe the promise that He made. Oh, I believe. Oh, it's already done.
The blessing is yours. God's already pre-approved you for it. Come on, Zaccardi.
That my God is a healer, yes He is, and I believe that I will survive. Oh, I believe that
God
is able. Oh, I believe, I know He is already done.
The Word tells us that if any two of us shall agree on anything on earth, that God will do it for us in heaven. And I know sometimes life has a way of knocking you down to the point where you can't even pray for yourself. But today I want to agree with you that it's getting ready to get better. And right now we are giving your problem an expiration date. And we're saying it's over. That you've been crying long enough. That you've been worried long enough. That you've been struggling long enough. And I believe that God's gonna do it for you.
Conference recording, press 1. This session is no longer being recorded.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, is a wrap. And we are out of here.